On March 24th, Capitol Records releases The Beatles' Rarities in America. It wasn't much, really, in regards to rare material. On October 24th, a new single is released by John Lennon and Yoko Ono on the Geffen Records label. It's the first recorded work from them in 5 years.
It was
the message.
It was really called Starting Over, but while we were making it, people kept putting things out with the same title. You know, there was a country and western hit called Starting Over, so I added Just Like at the last minute. The thing was, it was obvious because it was the one where the musicians got very loose because it was so simple rock and roll. There was no problem. You know, they really relaxed and they'd all be like that after it. And it just, even though I don't think it's the strongest track, perhaps, but it was in a, I think the other, some of the other tracks are stronger, like Losing You. Mm-hmm. Might be a stronger piece of material. But Starting Over was the best way to start over. And to me, it was like going back to 15. And singing a la Presley. All the time I was referring it to John, the engineer, is here in the room with us. I was referring to it as Elvis Orbison. It's kind of, I want you, I need only the lonely, you know. Like that. It's a kind of parody, but not really a parody. Well, when I was doing it, I was cracking up. It's been so long since they took it, you know. People took it serious, you know, saying, what's he trying to do and all that. But, you know, they forget.
He was winking, you know.
I've had tongue-in-cheek all along. I'm the walrus. Mm. All of them had tongue-in-cheek.